Who do people say the Son of Man is? Come the various responses to today's gospel that we heard Deacon Dan just proclaim. Yet Jesus presses Simon Peter. But who do you say that I am? Feeling compelled, Simon Peter replies, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What captivates me or intrigues me is why Jesus poses this question. I don't believe he did it for himself. Jesus asked it for his disciples. He also asks it for you and me. Because Jesus knows that for our own growth in holiness, we need to come to a point where we are confronted by this question, which in turn we must answer. And once we answer it, everything changes. The final scene in the Oscar-winning film Dances with Wolves is exceptionally powerful. People comment that it's almost impossible to watch this scene without crying. Set in the time of the Civil War, Union soldier John Dunbar gets assigned to a remote, solitary military outpost in Colorado. There he builds a bond of trust with the local Lakota Sioux. To help the Sioux, Dunbar subjects himself to many sacrifices, dangers, and much suffering. But at the end of the movie, if the beloved tribe is to be protected, he must ultimately exile himself. So as Dunbar slowly rides off on his horse, one of the Sioux warriors, wind in his hair, a man at odds with Dunbar throughout most of the picture, sits aside his horse on the summit of a high cliff. And from that rocky ridge, he begins to shout at the top of his lungs for all to hear, "Dances with Wolves, I am wind in the hair. Do you see that I am your friend? Can you see that you will always be my friend?" And he keeps hollering it again and again insistently. It's kind of a profession. For it is a truth that he needs to proclaim out publicly with all his might so that the force of it will continue to take hold in his life. Simon Peter's profession about Jesus is just like that. As Jesus asserts, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my heavenly Father," something supernatural transpired in the life of Peter, gracing him, blessing him with the conviction to make this mind-boggling profession. It is as if God, the Father, were nudging Peter, bidding him, "Peter, take a risk. Follow my son." Later on, when Peter saw how Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father," it wasn't a revelation. God has a son, and it is this man. Jesus is God's son. So in his response, in Peter says, "Jesus, my answer to your question must be to say who you are to me. You are my Christ. You are the Son of God for me. For from the first moment I met you, everything in my life has changed." Closer home, we know similar moments of the Father fathering us, revealing Jesus as Christ to us. And as we look back over the big picture, we can say with Peter, "Jesus, I know who you are. I know you are the Christ, the Son of God. I know because when I was younger and reckless, you saved me from my selfishness and foolishness. You have forgiven my sins. You have answered my prayers. You refused to leave me alone in my sorrow, in my loneliness, in my meaninglessness. You have healed loved ones who were sick. You have changed me for the better in ways I could never have changed myself. You have given me friends. You have made miraculous things happen in my life. You have touched my life in unexpected, surprising ways. You have not let grief destroy me. You have overwhelmed me with your tenderness. You have never, ever given up on me. You constantly give me hope." When the day comes that Peter will deny Jesus 3 times, the memory of that question will move Peter to remorse and repentance. Monsignor Robert Hugh Benson, author of The Friendship of Christ, wrote a beautiful poem about the Son of God. "Let me tell you how he treats me. He supplies all my wants. He gives more than I dare ask. He anticipates my every need. He begs me to ask for more. He never reminds me of my past ingratitude. He never rebukes me for my past follies. Let me tell you further what I think of him. He is as good as he is great. His love is ardent as it is true. He is as lavish with his promises as he is faithful in keeping them. I am in all things his debtor, but he bids me call me friend." Because Peter had answered that question, he will be ready to answer Jesus' future one at the end of the story, when Jesus asks, "Peter, do you love me?" And from the rock, who is himself, Peter will proclaim and keep on proclaiming from the high top, "Do you see that I am your friend? Can you see that you will always be my friend forever?"